This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roots on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire, looking kind of casual today because I threw out my back over the weekend, Super Bowl weekend. I had a big win with the Kansas City Chiefs, but I also had to move furniture around to make room for my party, and I did it myself, and I literally pulled something in my back, and I'm in agony, and I can't even think of putting a suit on and cufflinks and a tie and getting it ready in 5 minutes ad break between the radio show in hour number one and the TV show in hour number two. So I put on a casual shirt, and I'm done with it. So here I am on casual Monday. Wayne Allyn Root, welcome to the show. If you think the world's going haywire, you're not alone. I think the world's going haywire. The world's going crazy, despite a big Super Bowl victory for me yesterday. How about the opening of the Super Bowl with the black national anthem? How disgusting. How disgraceful. How offensive. How racist can you get? What if I wanted to open the Super Bowl with the white national anthem? What if I wanted to open it with the Jewish national anthem or the Christian national anthem? How about the Asian national anthem? But the Italian or the Irish national anthem? There are other people in America besides black people, aren't there? Why would you exclude all others and do a black national anthem? This is beyond the pale. It's offensive and it's disgusting. And yet I still enjoyed the game, loved it, great product on the field. The NFL gives you the greatest product in the world. But I don't appreciate opening. When they opened the event, the girl started singing. And I thought, what is she singing? How come I don't know the words? What is she singing? It must be a preview of the national anthem. It must be a new take on the national anthem. And then she'll segue into the national anthem. And then I realized, it's the black national anthem. This is insanity. Now they hate Abraham Lincoln. They want to remove Lincoln statues. And they can't even sing the American national anthem. We are one country and one people, but this is an attempt to divide the country along racial lines and to foment a civil war, a revolution, anarchy in the streets, divide the nation, and end what we know as the greatest nation in world history, the United States of America. Just disgusting. And the NFL should be ashamed of themselves. All right, MyPillow is the sponsor of the opening segment of this show and the whole show. Because let's face it, this is Mike Lindell's network. Mike Lindell's the reason I'm here. He's one of the great patriots in America today. When you buy things, you should buy them from Mike Lindell. Buy your bedding from MyPillow.com. Buy all your other products from MyStore.com. Check them both out. Use the promo code ROOT, R-O-O-T, for Wayne Root, to get the biggest discount on everything you buy, both bedding products and dog bedding products and human bedding products. And, of course, at my store, every other product you could think of, go to mystore.com and mypillow.com. And your man is Wayne Allyn Root. Use the promo code ROOT and get the best deal, the best discounts, and the best sales you could possibly get. All right, so black national anthem number one. Country in crisis, country dividing, country breaking up. Number two, UFOs being shot out of the sky? I doubt it. I don't think so. I think it's another weapon of mass distraction. But either we're under attack by Martians and Venusians, or China and Russia have figured out how to build, you know, new kinds of aircraft that our pilots have never seen before. But we're being attacked by strange objects that are flying through the air without any thought of any sort of propulsion. I'm not quite sure how they're up there. Something weird's going on. Or the last thing is, nothing weird's going on, and we're being fed more propaganda and lies by the Biden administration, run by Barack Obama, and he's run by the Chinese Communist Party, and they're trying to scare us and create a fear of some sort of an imminent attack from, you know, UFOs in foreign lands. Anything to distract you from the damage being done to the United States by Obama and Joe Biden. We've also got train derailments, one in Ohio that's very serious, and I don't know how bad the ones are in South Carolina and Texas, but all this is happening under Mayor Pete Butthead, who is so weird, so bizarre, so mentally ill, so confused, so clueless, that he's out there suckling on his breasts with his new babies while the country's transportation is going to hell. By the way, there were two almost tragic plane accidents in the last few days. Our entire flight system screwed up. Don't forget all the grounded planes. Now the derailed trains. We don't have anybody in charge. The man was hired because he's gay. Again, let me stress, I don't care if a person's gay. If you do a great job and someone else doesn't and they're not gay and you are, I'm all for the gay guy getting the job. I only care if you're competent. Mayor Pete was the mayor of a small, crappy town called South Bend, and they never were happy with him. His own residents didn't like him, but he decided to run for president, and to clear the way of the Democrat field, they promised a bribe. They bought off everyone they could. Kamala, you're vice president. Mayor Pete, you get a cabinet position. They bribed them all. Mayor Pete, for being gay and for also being in the way of Joe Biden, was bribed and given the transportation job. He is the worst transportation secretary in the history of the world, and that's perfect because Joe Biden is the worst president in the history of the world. So they're perfect for each other. But this train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, the residents are demanding urgent testing after a toxic train wreck, and now two more today in South Carolina and Texas. What the heck is going on in the United States of America? No one knows. At the same time that's happening, we have a U.S. government travel advisory warning all U.S. citizens to leave Russia immediately. Obviously, we're feeling like World War III is upon us and about to start. And I wonder how all of you will feel when your kids are going to go fight in a war drafted. Soon the draft will be back again, and they'll be drafted to fight a war on behalf of the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab and George Soros and all the evil globalist billionaires of the world who hate America and want to destroy this country. And do you want to fight a war with Russia? Do you want to fight a war with China? I don't. President Trump had beaten them economically and won the trade war without a shot being fired. And now we've got all of our children at risk and our country at risk. And the question is, are you going to stand for this? What's happening is incredible. We've got a possible terrorist attack in New York City. You think the world's gone crazy? A U-Haul driver in custody after a violent rampage through New York City injures eight. He was driving like a madman up on sidewalks, running people over, running scooters over, running bicyclists over. Really scary. And, of course, this happened at the exact same time as we were in the, I believe it's the sentencing phase of a Islamic terrorist trial in New York City. So many believe this was an Islamic terrorist attack that has not been proven yet. We shall see. Lots of bad things happening. A congressman is now saying, his name is Utah Congressman John Curtis, is calling for more information about the events going on in the skies above America. He says the defense secretary and Biden should give a public address on the objects being shot down. Are these balloons? Are these lost travel balloons? Obviously not. Are they meant to be intimidation factors from China and they are weaponized? That could be. Could they someday wind up dropping nukes or an EMP attack and destroy this country or certainly lead to World War III and a lot of damage and a lot of death? Yes, I think that's clear. Or are they UFOs? I think that's absurd, but it's always possible. The general involved in all of this, the Air Force general, would not rule out UFOs. So we're not quite sure what's being shot down over the skies of America and Canada, but we know suddenly lots of objects are appearing and a lot of strange things are happening. We also know that a lot of people are dying from the COVID vaccine. A lot of people are dying from the COVID vaccine. And it's just amazing that no one seems to care. And at the same time that's happening, not only don't they care, they won't stop the vaccine program. They're actually making it part of the childhood vaccination schedule. So here's what I have to say, and I'm writing this commentary for this week. Every parent in America with a brain who actually loves their children is not an abuser of children. Every good parent has got to take their kids out of school and homeschool them now. There's no choice. I don't know where you're going to find the time. I don't know if you have the ability, the talent, the wherewithal, the intelligence to do what needs to be done to be your own kid's homeschool teacher, or whether all of us need to band together and create homeschool schools where kids are taught Christian values, Judeo-Christian values, moral values, and they're not forced to vaccinate. But your kids in most blue states for sure, and maybe some red states too, are going to have to vaccinate to attend public school and maybe even private school around this country. And your only choice now is to get your kids out of the school system. Maybe this is the best thing that ever happened, because it's great news that your kids won't be brainwashed anymore. You must homeschool your kids and get them out of the school system to avoid not CRT, not gay and lesbian and LGBTQ brainwashing, not transgender ideology and them convincing your kids to change their gender, but rather to avoid them dying or being crippled for life from the vaccine, or having myocarditis and a weak heart for the rest of their lives from the vaccine. You got to get your kids out of public schools now, and maybe out of private schools too. It's homeschool time for every good American patriot parent. There's just no choice. Can you imagine they want to stick your children into the vaccine program in order to go to school? And the vaccine is killing people. It's a killing machine. We'll be right.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. You know how much I believe in natural, holistic methods for healing. I've talked about this for years on my show. Now I'm so excited to tell you about a sponsor that will help transform your life. Global Healing. They're an advanced natural wellness company that's been around for over 25 years, spearheaded by Dr. Group, who has been gracious enough to share 25 plus years of knowledge and research in an online course that will have the latest cutting-edge advanced natural protocols he's used as a wellness advisor for the world's top billionaires, influencers, celebrities, Hollywood stars, even President Donald J. Trump. This course is the key to having more energy, vitality, and health. Gain the tools and knowledge necessary to activate your body's own self-healing mechanisms and eliminate the root cause of disease. Protect your family and live the healthiest life possible. Get a 30% discount on this course today by visiting globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war, and get 30% off. globalhealing.com/war.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
NFL football. We were just talking about Jim Zorn and Dave Craig, two great quarterbacks for the Seattle Seahawks that are completely forgotten by 99% of the world. That's amazing. Do you realize, you know, everybody's got 8 or 10 years in the NFL and then the next generation, and you're just completely forgotten. Ask anybody under the age of 30, they probably don't even know who Steve Largent is, probably the single greatest receiver in the history of football because he was slow and he was short and he had no athletic ability. And yet he caught, like, you know, one of the top five most passes in the history of football and the most yards in the history of football. He was the most incredible receiver ever with no athletic talent. Amazing. And the two guys throwing to him were Jim Zorn and Dave Craig. So nobody really remembers that anymore. And I'm not a Seattle Seahawks fan. I just remember little bits of great NFL history. Yesterday was the Super Bowl. I had a big win. I've still got a big company called VegasWinners.com where thousands of people go every day to get advice on who to bet on in big sporting events like football, basketball, baseball, and hockey, and we do all those predictions and analysis for them, and I predicted Kansas City would win the Super Bowl. I predicted the total would go over. It did. Kansas City won the Super Bowl. They did. And I predicted many prop bets that wound up being winning prop bets. So it was a really nice day and a successful day, and I felt good about it other than the black national anthem playing before the game. I can't imagine what the NFL's thinking, the commissioner of the NFL is, I keep thinking Roselle and then Tagliabue and what's the commissioner's name now? I can't even remember his name. Whatever it is. It's not Roselle and it's not Tagliabue, that I can tell you. But the commissioner is horrible, liberal, overzealous liberal, who's bending over backwards to make players happy when the reality is, as my grandfather taught me, you know, my grandpa came from Germany. He didn't have one penny in his wallet. And he worked for 20 years to save up enough money as a butcher. He worked for 20 years to save up enough money
to open his own butcher store, and then he was wildly successful. And he said, the key to success, Wayne, my grandson, is two rules. One, the customer is always right. And two, if the customer is wrong, refer back to number one. The customer is always right. It's not the players that matter. The customers of the NFL are that matter. The customers in the stands are 90% white. The customers at home are mostly white, huge majority white, mostly Republican, conservative, almost all patriots who love the national anthem. They don't want the black national anthem being played, not because they're racist, not because they have anything against black people, because they don't want a white national anthem to be played. They don't want an Asian national anthem to be played. They don't want a Jewish or a Christian national anthem to be played. They want only one national anthem, the national anthem that represents the United States of America. Why are you dividing us? Why are you doing this to us? Because it's a plan. They want to destroy the United States of America, and they're trying to hit us from 1,000 different directions. And one of those directions is to pit whites against blacks. It's disgusting. It's depravity. It's pathetic. It's racist. It's offensive. It's wrong. When I walk into a store, whether it's Target, well, I don't go to Target anymore because of their woke policies, but whether it's whether it's Walgreens, whether it's Walmart, whether it's Lowe's, whether it's Home Depot, whether it's Costco, can you imagine if you walked in and they were flying the black flag, representing black people, and no white flag and no American flag? What is going on with America? What if they flew a white flag? Would you think that was right? To fly a white flag? To sing a white national anthem? Should we have a white Miss America pageant right in the middle of halftime? No, you'd go crazy. Black America would go crazy. The media would go crazy. They'd say we're a racist nation. It's a racist football. What is the difference? Let me ask that question. Why is it okay to play a black national anthem? What is the difference? All right, the sponsor of this segment of the show is Clay Clark's wonderful event coming up in Las Vegas this August 25th. And 26th, there's going to be almost 10,000 people attending. You better get your ticket now because they're going to sell out fast. Use the promo code WAR to buy your tickets now, and you'll get the best price for tickets and a chance to get backstage passes. You know, I had 3 rallies in Vegas in the last couple of years, and 5,000 to 10,000 people showed up for each one, and that was just for me. Now you got Wayne Root, the great Alex Jones, General Mike Flynn, Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, Charlie Kirk, Roger Stone, Dr. Peter McCullough, and MyPillow Chairman Mike Lindell all on that stage. It's going to be the most impressive Woodstock for Conservatives event in the history of Las Vegas, August 25 and 26. Get your tickets now. TimeToFreeAmerica.com. TimeToFreeAmerica.com. Promo code WAR. And I'll see you in August in Las Vegas, everybody. Wayne Root at RootForAmerica.com is the website, and my command center where all the information about my commentaries, my videos, my TV shows, my radio shows, my podcasts, my books, it's all at RootForAmerica.com. And you can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com. We'll be right back with a great guest.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
War now.
Yeah. USA News update. While we still don't know what the objects shot down in North American airspace are, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says we know what they're not.
There is no, again, no indication of aliens or extraterrestrial activity with these recent takedowns.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the objects that were shot down were flying much lower than the Chinese balloon and did pose a threat to commercial air traffic. You can expect more interest rate hikes, so says Fed Governor Michelle Bowman. Speaking to the American Banking Conference, Bowman said there's more work to be done to reach the Fed's goal of 2% inflation. A report looking into potential criminal activity by former President Trump during the 2020 election won't be completely published yet in Georgia. However, Judge Robert McBurney said parts of it will be released this Thursday. The introduction and conclusion will be among the portions that are published. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Root. The Root's on fire. Feeling better. My back is feeling a little better. Made an amazing healing in the last half hour being on this show. It's the energy, the adrenaline of the UFOs attacking at the same time as the terror attack in New York City. At the same time as how many things are going on? Just shooting down balloons and, oh my gosh, there's just so much going on at the same time. The train derailments and the black national anthem and America telling everyone, get out of Russia now because World War III is about to start. And all the deaths from the COVID vaccine. Enough tragic news in one day. So much going on. Sponsor of this segment of the show, because you still got to make money. Still got to feed your family. And you still got to keep money away from the clutches of government. You got to save your money and stop government from taxing you to death. And that brings up Nevada corporate headquarters. They've got a new book called The Nevada Edge, free. Nobody pays a penny, no strings attached. You just go to NevadaWar.com and you get the book free, The Nevada Edge, which is packed with information and strategies to start your own business, protect your assets, keep you safe from lawsuits, keep you safe from government overreach and the government's prying eyes, gives you total anonymity. They have literally set up over 30,000 Americans with Nevada LLCs, and you don't have to live in Nevada. You can live in any state in the United States or any country in the world and use a Nevada LLC to protect your assets, protect your business, protect your income, protect you from the government's prying eyes. Just go to NevadaWar.com, NevadaWar.com, and get your free book, The Nevada Edge, as a Wayne Root fan. All right, Tom Havlin's our guest, retired Air Force major and a data analyst. And in conjunction with Steve Kirsch, my great buddy who's been on the show so many times now, he conducted a survey of over 125 funeral directors and embalmers from across the USA. Tom Havlin, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Great, Wayne. Thanks for having me on the program to talk about this very important subject.
Yeah, so you met with all these embalmers, and you conducted a survey, 125 funeral directors and embalmers, and let me take a wild guess. They found massive clots in all the dead people. They were all vaccinated, and they all have massive clots. I'm betting it's an epidemic of vaccine death that the funeral directors now find and agree with you and me and Steve Kirsch on, yes?
Well, not all of them, Wayne. There was 128 embalmers that responded to the survey, and of those, 88 embalmers did say they are seeing these strange white fibrous clots in their corpses. So that's 69%. That's almost 7 out of every 10 embalmers that are seeing these strange white fibrous clots. And it all started for me, Wayne, when I watched that film Died Suddenly. It came out the week of Thanksgiving of this last year. And during that show, it was an hour-long documentary. About half of the film was devoted to these embalmers finding these strange white fibrous clots. But an amazing statement is made at the 13-minute and 15-second mark in that movie. There's an embalmer and funeral home director from the state of Indiana. His name is a Mr. Wallace Hooker. And he was recently speaking at an Ohio Embalmers Association conference in Columbus, Ohio, this last year on 26 October. And during that lecture, it was a three-hour lecture he gave. He showed photographs of these white fibrous clots that he's been pulling out of his corpses for the last year and a half. And he asked the audience of over 100 embalmers, he said, are you seeing these same white fibrous clots? And almost all the 100 embalmers raised their hands, yes, they were. And then he said, well, when did you start seeing them? And they all agreed it was about 18 months ago. That would have put it right in the middle of 2021 after the vaccines rolled out.
Right.
So well, I thought that was
why. Tom, let me just ask you a tough question. Why do you think almost every embalmer and every funeral director in the audience said yes at that conference, but when you surveyed them, only 69% said yes? I'm willing to bet most of them are afraid to speak out. Some of them were very brave to speak out, but a lot of them were scared to death that the government might stick the IRS on them, might audit them, the AMA might come after them, the FDA, the CDC. They're probably just fearing intimidation from the government, because you know it's probably close to 100% have seen these clots than 69%.
I think you're definitely on to something, Wayne, because, you know, they've seen regular medical doctors get their licenses pulled, their hospitalization,
right,
hospital privileges pulled, or speaking out with anything to do with the vaccines. So there is a reluctance by embalmers, and that's one of the reasons we allowed them to participate in the survey anonymously. We only asked them what state they were from. We did not track in the survey tool we use called SurveyMonkey. We didn't track the IP addresses, so we don't know who the individual embalmers are. But we do know what states they're from, because we wanted to see if there was regionality in the results.
Still, I guarantee you they were scared to death, because there's silence out there. People don't want to say anything. None of the politicians will say anything. You know, the first politician time I heard say anything was DeSantis. Of course, he said he's got a grand jury investigating this. And then Nancy Mace, who's a real, you know, liberal rhino from Connecticut, but she admits she got the vaccines and it badly injured her, and she's got hand tremors, and she's got heart pains, and she's got all kinds of problems that won't go away. But that's the only politicians that have said a word about this, which is crazy.
I know. There's a tremendous lot, and even funeral home directors, I suspect that maybe some of them didn't even forward the survey down to their embalmers, because you want to participate in a survey when you made your employees get the vaccine, including your embalmers. Would you want to participate in a survey that might show that the vaccines are actually linked to these white fibrous clots? Because then they could come back and sue you, probably.
So, Tom, you're a retired Air Force major and a dental analyst, and I'm sure you've heard about the lawyer Tom Renz, who's on my show all the time, who has information from the military showing how damaging the vaccines have been to all the military members, but they've covered it up, and now he's suing them to uncover it all. But they've got the files that prove it, and the military's been badly damaged and injured, and I'm sure there's dead military service members as well.
Yeah, Tom Renz, in fact, is from my home state of Ohio.
Yes.
And he, like you say, about a year ago when Senator Johnson had his big hearing during the Defeat the Mandates protest that week, Tom Renz supported Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long and her discovery, like you said, of these tremendous rise in all these maladies like miscarriages, nerve damage, heart attacks, stroke.
And cancer.
In the
turbo cancer.
Turbo cancer, right, compared to the five previous years leading up to 2021.
Right.
So Tom Renz is on top of things, and I'm glad that he is.
It's really scary, as a retired Air Force major. Isn't it scary to think that all these military members might have ticking time bombs in their body when they're the ones that are tasked with being our national defense? How sick have we made our military? Scary question.
Absolutely. It was a wrong thing to do. They should have given the military the option of taking the vaccine instead of mandating that they take it. And so many of them were pressured into taking it. I think 90 to 95% of the military did wind up taking the vaccine. Very few of them fought it, you know, with religious exemptions and medical exemptions. So almost our entire military is jabbed up. Those that refused to be, a lot of them were kicked out. And as you know, they've not been let back in. So, you know, it's a sad thing that's happened.
Right, so tell us the comments, some of the things that stick out of the comments of the funeral directors and the embalmers. What are they saying about what they saw?
Yeah, what was interesting, Wayne, is at the very end of the survey, first of all, like I said, 7 out of 10 embalmers responding. Out of the 128 that responded, 88 of them said they're seeing the clots. The main consensus of them is that they're seeing the clots that they started in the year 2021 and continued into 2022. The other startling thing, Wayne, is that some of the embalmers are seeing these clots in up to 50% or more of their corpses. Can you believe that? Up to 50% or more.
Well, because 80% of Americans are vaccinated, according to the government. I'm not sure if that number is not exaggerated. But let's say 70% of Americans have taken at least one clot shot. So it does surprise me that, you know, 50 to 70% of the public has clots in their veins.
Yeah. One of the things, you know, the survey, we tried to make sure that we were fair and unbiased. We didn't have any leading questions. In fact, the survey itself never mentions the words COVID or COVID vaccine. We just asked the embalmers, are you seeing the clots? When did you start seeing them? Where and how much? So we never mentioned the vaccines or COVID itself. But despite that, we got about 42 responses from embalmers, and quite a few of them mentioned the vaccines. Let me read a few of them to you.
Sure.
Here's one from the state of Alabama. I've seen clotting coming from most any points of incision. I mainly embalm in the common carotids, and I've seen many white fibrous clots about the same time the vaccines came out. I've seen an increase in jelly clots as well. Here's a naysayer comment, Wayne, from the state of California.
Okay.
I've never seen any white clots or any increase in grape jelly clots. Not sure what you're getting at. Do you believe this is vaccine related or something? I've embalmed over 500 people to now and have never seen any of this.
So somehow, somehow liberals in California have escaped all of this, right?
I've talked to other embalmers that have said, in terms of their opinion, that's impossible. As many people as they're seeing with clots, they have a hard time believing that. Shows you that I did not. I kept all the information I took, whether what was pro or con. I kept all the data and everything that I collected in the survey.
Hey, Tom, we're on the run. Stay for a minute. Come out the other side. Read a few more of these stuff, okay?
Will do, Wayne.
All right, don't go anywhere. Tom Havland, retired Air Force major, data analyst, letting us know about some of the comments from funeral directors and embalmers around the country who have seen the clots in all the dead, that, you know, the major increase in mortality. All the dead that are piling up in these funeral homes, they've all gotten the clot shot, and their bodies are filled with clots. We'll be right back. Hi, it's Wayne Alaroot. If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA and never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made-in-America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last. So order now. Log on to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Alaroot to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer. Or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
Greece's cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's funny because in the breaks, you know, I just kind of relaxed my brain and tried to read some articles in the news and see what's going on. And I find articles that back up Energized Health every time I'm looking. It's amazing. And Energized Health just happens to be the sponsor of this segment of the show. And I didn't even know who my sponsor was when I got back. But I was just reading this article about exercise, and scientists think that may have discovered the perfect time of day to exercise. And I don't want to give it away. I just want to say that the perfect time of day is the time of day that John Jubilee of Energized Health taught me to exercise. And that's how I lost 25 pounds of mostly inner body fat that I didn't even know I had. I didn't lose weight. I didn't need to lose weight. I'm the perfect weight. I weigh what I did when I played high school football in 1976-77. So I didn't need to lose pounds. I needed to lose inner body fat. And I lost 25 pounds of fat, most of it inner body dangerous fat around your organs that everybody's got, because he taught me the perfect time of day to exercise and how to exercise. He also taught me about inner body hydration. And there's a new study out now from the National Institute of Health revealing that proper hydration might slow down the aging process and prolong a disease-free life. Everything that John Jubilee taught me turns out to be science-based. Here's your chance to be like Wayne. You can reverse the aging process like I did. Again, that's not some claim by John Jubilee. I'm telling you, I feel like I found the fountain of youth. I feel like if you look at photos, everyone tells me I look like a different person. I look so much younger now than 15 years ago. It's amazing. I reversed the aging clock with his program from Energized Health. That's just my testimony. Energized Health, 40% off when you say war, Wayne Allyn Root. You're a fan of Wayne. You want the Wayne Root 40% off. Decisive action discount. Go to energizedhealth.com, energizedhealth.com, or call 888-444-8895, toll free, 888-444-8895. All right, let's continue for a minute with my guest. We've still got him with us, Tom Haviland, retired Air Force major and a data analyst who has researched with a survey many funeral directors and embalmers from across the United States, and I wanted to continue with him telling us what some of them had to say. So, Tom, the floor is yours. Let's hear some of the comments.
Okay. I'll read a few more to you, Wayne. Here's one from the state of Ohio. It says, in early 2021, we started seeing the white fibrin structures being pulled out of both the veins and arteries. And here's another point, Wayne. It's very rare for an embalmer to find a blood clot in an artery. They find them mainly on the venous side, on the vein side of the body, not on the arterial side. But these white fibrous clots, embalmers are starting to see them on the arterial side as well. Mm. Says, in fact, he says, prior to 2021, we never pulled a clot from an artery. Mm. I pulled a white structure from the common carotid yesterday. Here's another one from the state of Missouri. I'll read you a few more.
Okay.
The clots almost look like large nightcrawler worms. They're usually very long. They kind of branch off the main clot. I started noticing them after the COVID vaccine came out. I've been embalming for the last 13 years. I've only started seeing these clots for the last year or two.
Right. No surprise.
Here's one more. Yeah. Here's a naysayer comment from the state of Arizona. I've seen zero changes to the presentation of human remains in the last few years. It's clear that this is a poor attempt at farming anecdotes to malign the COVID vaccine. Please don't do this. Claim any anonymous survey data is any sort of substitute for rigorous scientific research.
Yeah, you realize, Tom, Steve Kirsch, me, myself, many others have compiled so much data from around the world with real scientific research that shows the COVID vaccine is killing hundreds of thousands, perhaps many millions of people, and many millions more are in danger. It's really bad. Let me read you what one of my fans just said about your study. He said, of course they wouldn't see it in California. They either didn't get the full dose shots like red states did, or the embalmers are lying and are being paid off by Big Pharma. Just an interesting observation from a fan of mine named Phil. So, you know, look, we know there's stories out there that there are different amounts of spike proteins in every dose of the vaccine, and they set the worst doses to red states and the best doses or total placebos to blue states. So maybe, possibly, California didn't even get the bad doses. Maybe that's why you got that response from a California funeral director. But in the red states, people are dropping dead, Tom.
I did not get enough responses, Wayne, to really determine regionality or things associated with hot batches of the vaccine. Another factor for California, by the way, is I understand, I think up to 80% of the people that pass away in California actually get cremated as opposed to being embalmed and buried.
There so you go.
They may not do as much embalming, yeah, because a lot of people get cremated.
Makes sense.
Here's
totally
one from the
–
here's one from the Alabama.
One says, last one.
Okay. He says, this is the scariest thing I've ever seen in the last 20 years. I worry every day if my family has to go inside of us. Ask from an embalmer himself concerned about these plumps.
Yeah, we know it's bad, and I think anybody who doesn't answer is intimidated and scared. Anybody who does answer in the negative, not the affirmative, oh, there's no problem at all. They're either bought off by Big Pharma, or they're liberals who can't admit the truth or don't want to admit the truth, or the bad shots, the hot shots, were not sent to the blue states. They were sent to the red states as an experiment. So we'll see, as things go on, how this divides up by region. But Tom Hevlin is working with Steve Kirsch and doing some great work, a retired Air Force major and data analyst. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate you coming on the show. Wayne Allyn, have yourselves a great night. Lindell TV's over. Back on USA Radio for another hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.